From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California continues to struggle with high numbers of COVID-19 cases. On average, over the past week, nearly 10,000 residents were diagnosed with the coronavirus every day. Positivity rates for people getting tested stand at about 7.5% statewide over the past 2 weeks. Those rates are much higher in parts of the Central Valley, 17.7% in Tulare and Stanislaus counties. At a press conference held earlier today in the city of Stockton, Governor Gavin Newsom said the virus is hitting some communities harder.
Disproportionately with essential workers, disproportionately in the Latino community, disproportionately impacting congregate settings, continuing to be vigilant around skilled nursing facilities, correctional facilities, and the like.
Newsom noted that there's some better news regarding the recent dramatic increase in cases. Hospitalizations and ICUs are still rising day over day, but much more modestly than the recent surge. Still, over the last week, the average number of deaths due to COVID-19 in California has risen to 109 per day. Demonstrators chaining themselves to a fence outside Governor Gavin Newsom's home called for mass prison releases and an end to immigration transfers because of the coronavirus pandemic. Today's protest came as another condemned inmate from San Quentin State Prison died over the weekend. The death toll due to COVID-19 there now stands at 19. The California Highway Patrol cut the chains linking protesters to the gate of Newsom's residence in suburban Sacramento after about 2 hours. Also today, more than 100 University of California San Francisco doctors were among 750 people who signed a statement delivered to Newsom calling for more prison releases. His office did not immediately comment. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.